This is a wave waiver case in hearing for Anna Jevick. ADC number is 317-322. Ms. Jevick has 4 allegations listed on her warrant. Those allegations reads as follows. Allegation number 1, Stacy's in violation of her Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by her use of methamphetamine on or about September 20th, 2017, per the task DCMS lab report dated October 2nd, 2017. Allegation number 2, Stacy's in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12C, as demonstrated by a failure to complete the SAGE transition program on or about September 25th, 2017. Defendant's whereabouts are unknown. Thus, she's absconded from supervision. Allegation number 3 states she's in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by her use of morphine without a valid prescription on or about September 20th, 2017, per the past lab report dated September 2nd, 2017. Allegation number 4 states that she's in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 2, as demonstrated by a failure to follow the directives of her assigned parole officer by failing to report for a face-to-face contact visit on or about September 25th, 2017, as written directed on September 21st, 2017. Defendant's whereabouts are unknown, but she's an absconder from supervision. I do want to make a correction on allegation number 3. I did say September 20th, 2017, and that it was October 2nd, 2017. The task lab report dated October 2nd, 2017. I read you the information contained in warrant number 2017-W3362. Based on the information contained in the warrant, I move to find that Ms. Jevick violated the terms and conditions of her supervision, that she was delinquent and had or was probably about to lapse into criminal wage or company, and I file the move to revoke her community supervision on those bases.
Second.
Agree.